Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number 2, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special short edition of Messy & Co. I'm Ashley here with my co-host Matt to talk about what we thought deserved a little bit of its own airtime, which is this Cremaschi-Mascherano conversation, tension, action that's been developing over the last few days. So, Matt, I'm going to start with you. You know, let's talk about Ben Hack kind of coming a little bit out of the blue when he was doing a press conference over the weekend, I believe, or last week, and kind of showed a little frustration with what's been going on.
Yeah, Benko Kramanski has been very upset, or what seems like being very upset or very frustrated lately with some of the decision-making that Mascherano has been, you know, making with team selections and where he's been playing specifically on the field. He expressed that, he said, and I quote, "I'm frustrated because he wants to play, but he wants to play in center mid, that he enjoys playing in center mid, but it's very difficult for him mentally to kind of go into that. He feels that he goes into games not knowing what position that he's going to play until the day of, and for him it's mentally very, very difficult and challenging for him, because he wants to play, he wants to give his best, and but it's very complicated for him, and it's just created a lot of tension with him and Mascherano because of that.
Yeah. So, well, can you correct me if I'm wrong? When Messi came, Cremaschi was 16 that first season, right?
Yeah.
16. So, you know, I think there's some good points and some not, you know, some questions there. I think point one is, you know, he knows that he's 16 years old, and when Messi, Busquets, Alba, and Suarez join, you know, I don't think Suarez was there yet the first year, right?
Not the first year.
Right. So during that time, Cremaschi was still able to get some playing time because a lot of the other players that have come in since then weren't there yet, and he was kind of having his breakout moment. Mm-hmm. But then, obviously, last season, he started to see less minutes, started to get moving around because you had additions of new players like Allende. You had obviously new players come in for defense. You had new players coming in. You saw the rise of Yannick Bright. You saw, obviously, we had Robert Taylor, like Julian Gressel, Luis Suarez, Campana. All of these players where it meant that Cremaschi got a little bit lower in the pecking order. And so I think it's understandable to be frustrated, but I would say at this young of an age, this is the perfect time for you to be able to maximize your opportunities and be a little more grateful with the fact that, like, you're able to learn from the greatest to ever do it. And it is much better throughout your career in football to be able to play 3 positions, let's say, at a 7, 8 out of 10, rather than one position at a 9 out of 10. That makes you much more valuable. What do you think? How do you think about
it? I agree with you on that point. I do think that Benka has the right to express how he 100%. Feels. Like, if he feels frustrated, he should say that. He should say that, though, to Mascherano. I don't think he should come out into the media and kind of express that first before addressing it.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's where kind of, I don't know if it's ego. I don't know what it is exactly, but I think that that's definitely a mistake. But I think Mascherano definitely sees Benka as a player that can play many positions. We've clearly seen that. We've seen him play right mid, center mid, left mid. We've seen him kind of move around. We've seen him play left back.
It's a compliment that a coach thinks or tries to, because they believe in your ability.
I believe so too. I think that Mascherano sees Benka Krmanski kind of as like a Swiss Army knife. He can play anywhere, at any moment, at any time during the game. And then depending on the situation, you are ready. And he expects Benka to be ready because he trusts him. Mascherano trusts Benka in situations where we have to show a little bit of dynamism, to show a little bit of adaptability. And he trusts that. I think that Benka, I don't want to say that he's taking it the wrong way or he's ungrateful, because maybe I can definitely see that it's very frustrating for somebody to kind of play in multiple positions and not just be accustomed.
And then you see Rodrigo and Paul just get signed and you're like,
That's another thing.
Just went out the door. So, you know,
That is another thing. He did have to adapt. Like I said, we had many signings come in. We had a lot of players injured. So he just had to fill in those gaps. I do think, though, that he has to be a little bit more grateful to the opportunities that he's getting. Not because I'm saying that he doesn't deserve it, but I'm saying Mascherano has that trust in you to go play in these positions, to fill these players when they're injured or when we have to change the dynamic or change the tactic of the team. He's like, okay, you know what, Benka, we need you to play here because the team is playing this way now. And he trusts him. So that's what I think.
Agreed. And I also, it's a circumstance where, look, he's 16 years old, homegrown player. Messi joins you in League's Cup. He's giving you, you know, he's giving you assists and you're scoring goals at the New York Red Bull. Remember that insane goal? He's winning a trophy and he's 16 years old. And now, you know, he's getting recruited to be on the U.S. men's senior team. And then this and that.
Now he's 20. Now this was a...
He was 18, not 16. He was 18. Sorry. He was 18 when Messi joined. Still very young, though. So he went, you know, in... which is a lot. And so you can understand that at a young age, you then think, oh, okay, well, I belong because I was able to do it. But like all teams, things shift and move, and he will continue to have opportunities. I don't think the saying that, and you're going to say how Mascherano responded in a second, I don't think it's going to affect it seriously. Like, I don't think it's going to now be like, oh, Benja's not going to get any more minutes. Like, it's now, I think, up to him to, I think it shows bravery. It shows in belief in yourself. That's good quality to have as a soccer player. You need to be selfish in that way, but you need to learn how to be a little bit more tactful. And I think this will be a good example of both. So with that, how did Mascherano respond to Benja's frustrations?
I think it was very juicy in the press conference, in my opinion. And yeah, it's been getting juicy a little stuff. Bit of traction. It's very, very juicy how Mascherano responded to Benja's comments. Obviously, after the game against LA Galaxy, after Benja Krmanski gets the start, a journalist did ask him about or ask Mascherano about the comments that Benja made. Mascherano said this. He says that he understands what Benja was trying to say, and that as a team, they do prepare for games. And in terms of playing in different positions, it's not like he flips a coin and he wakes up one morning. He's like, you know what? You're going to play there and you're going to play there today and you're going to play there. Like, it's not like just random as Benja made it seems. Mascherano expressed that there are certain situations that happen in games where you have to come off the bench and you just have to be put in this position because that's what the team needs. And that's what we need to win the game. And, so he understands He also said that he understands, Mascherano understands that Benja likes to play a center mid, because Mascherano also liked to play center mid when he was at Barcelona, but he had to be moved to center back because if not, he wasn't going to get any game time. So at the end of the day, to wrap up his comments, he said, this is a professional game and he determines whether which player plays in what position, in what situation. And if anybody has a problem with that, his office doors are always open. And if you ever bother to come see him and express those feelings to him face to face. But as of right now, nobody has gone to him face to face. So like I said, Benja went to the media and kind of expressed his frustration
instead of going
face to face to Mascherano first, which is a very rookie mistake at this professional level.
Well, look, I think that was a very fair answer from Mascherano, because for a couple of reasons. And it's also why I think that in the end, I'm not going to say it's going to blow over, but I think it's going to be a good learning experience, because to Mascherano's point, he's like, look, like I said previously, Benja has a position he wants to play, but in your career, what's going to be more important is to play. And so you'll learn to adapt, and look, Mascherano had to adapt to one of the greatest teams of all time. You know, you're still playing for, you know, in the MLS at age 20. So like, there's perspective there. I also think, you know, maybe because Mascherano is a rookie coach as well, maybe he didn't make it seem like a friendly, like an environment where you could come into his office, right? Because it's also his first time ever being a coach of a professional team. So I think probably on both sides, you know, having that confusion or having that difference of opinion, how they move forward with it. I think Karamaski will probably learn to try to, you know, it's not like what your player asking to be traded. You're frustrated. So it's not as extreme as the situation could be. It's not that extreme. But I think it's a good learning experience for both of them, because Mascherano as a coach will have many players like a Fafa, for example, who are going to be frustrated because Mascherano has to make choices on a game by game basis, and knowing that he has a limited window and very little room for error. Right. So I thought it was a fair answer. And I think him giving the example of himself having to adapt in order to keep his position in Barca is a great thing for Benja to learn from. And he started him and played him on Saturday. So, you know, hopefully, I think it'll probably be the end of that saga in general. But I think it was a good response from Javi, because he's pissed. He's like, come to me first. I'm the coach. You come to me. You don't go to the media. You're 20 years old. But then I think he kind of said,
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
We do plan things. We do adapt things. I learn to adapt. We trust you to play. We play you. So, you know, I think it will move forward. Okay. So yeah. It was interesting though. We hadn't seen that in a while, and that's mm-hmm. I'll say like. There's a little, I think even Mashan too probably has to have a little bit of admiration for having the bravery and belief in yourself that Kremaski has to say or do something like that. Because he's not saying, oh, you know, I hate everything. Everything's going wrong for me. Woe is me. I'm suffering. He's mm-hmm. saying, like, you know, I believe there's so much more I can bring and do, and I want more, mm-hmm. which is what you want your players to feel like.
I was going to say that I think it's great that somebody that young and that eager has that drive and right. and will to compete against a team with a lot of superstar players like De Paul, like Sergio Busquets, Telasco Segovia. Like these guys are big time. They played
Rodrigo
in Europe.
De Paul.
like literally the two center mids are Rodrigo De Paul and Busi. Like literally that's your competition. I do think that I want to say that Benja kind of needs to prove it. Like if we want this to kind of move on and not have turn into something bigger, first, I think he'll learn that not to go to the media first. I think he'll learn that, number one. But second, I think he needs to learn that, like I said, this is you're competing against Rodrigo De Paul, Sergio Busquets, Telasco Segovia, Tadeo Allende. And if Jordi Alba gets injured and Noah Allen gets injured again, yeah, maybe you'll play left back. Like he has to understand at this point in his career, this team, this Inter Miami team, that is the role that he's going to play. And I'm sorry, like he has to be very careful.
He has the opportunity to learn this at a very young age, which exactly. not a lot of players do.
He has to be grateful because if he continues to act in this way, and this is me going focusing a little bit on the negative here. If he continues to act this way, maybe expresses frustration or be a little bit ungrateful because of that young kid in him comes out, then he might get traded because like they're going to be like, hey, if you're not happy, if you don't want to be, if this is my plan for you, if you're not with it, you can play for another team. And so Benja needs to be careful on some of the things that he says or how he says it or when he says it, because if not, he may not have a position on this team much longer, which I hope is not the case. I think he's a young player. Obviously, he played for the national team. He has a lot of potential.
He's homegrown. He's, you know, I think
of course. So I hope that doesn't happen. Well. But yeah. he needs to tread lightly.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's also, I think it's maybe one of the first kind of reflections of Mascherano as a coach in general, where it's fair to say in his first season, and we've talked about it in many episodes, how we get frustrated that sometimes he makes decisions, he doesn't make a decision quick enough, or he goes with something that he feels is comfortable with, but isn't really maybe what is best for the team or what we think is, you know, fair for other players. So it's him being called out too, as, you know, coaches are notoriously stubborn. You'll see, you know, for example, Manchester City, like how many teams did Jack Grealish not start for? And he gets frustrated, right? Like even every coach, they make their players frustrated because they become stubborn. They have their ways, they have their plans, they have their this, that, and the other. And he also will need to and will adapt because of that as well. What you did say though also is about, you know, player in general, how do we think players are feeling? Because this all stemmed from obviously the fact that this week, although it's not been official for both of them, Federico Redondo has been sold. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's been officially. Yeah, he's officially gone.
Sold to Elche.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's gone. You know, Rodrigo De Paul just came in. Drake Callender, who was a talisman for this club, just gone like that. Robert Taylor, Julian Gressel gone. So, you know, players, much like Kramaski, probably feel a sense of uncertainty of not only forgetting just about where and if they play, but if they'll be on the team. Because there's a lot of ins and outs that are going out. Because the goal of the club right now, which everyone should be clear on, is to win as many trophies as possible with Lionel Messi and build the club as much as possible in these next 3 years that you can. And how you sacrifice and who you sacrifice or what you move around in order to get that to happen, they're going to do. So I'm sure there's many other players in that locker room like Kramaski who feel frustrated and nervous. And we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. Because in the last 3 weeks alone, we've seen four major changes. Ready? One, David Martinez, the loan ended. He was playing great at left. When he was healthy, he was playing great at left center back. His loan, done. Federico Redondo, sold, gone. Drake Callender, gone. And Rodrigo De Paul, one of the greatest midfielders currently in his prime, joined the team. All of that happened in the last couple of weeks. So you could understand that right now. How do you think players are feeling?
It's, I think the feelings that the players should be, feeling right now, or the emotions that the players should be feeling right now, is the fact that you're very replaceable. It's just
like, don't mess up. Or in the other way. Show that you are not replaceable.
That's exactly
right.
Because like, when you have players like that,
he showed, yeah, I'm not replaceable. If you're getting rid of one of us, it's going to be him. And he was right.
Mm-hmm. Because like you said, Inter Miami has clearly shown that anybody can be replaceable. They've traded Drake. They've sold, or they're about to trade Drake. They've sold a Redondo to Elche. There's rumors on Ruiz leaving. They've sold Robert Taylor and Gress. Like they've cleaned house for most guys. And
Leo
Redondo
Campana
was a favorite, and Leo Campana, sure. Yeah. They've sold. I mean, Redondo's the big one because he's been given chance after chance after chance after chance for Mascherano, and he still ended up being sold. Right. So, the Benja needs to know. Everybody on this team needs to know that you can leave at any moment. And these players need to always give their 100% on the field so that if they want to start and they want to consistently play, they need to show that and prove that. And I don't think Benja has been proving that he deserves to start over this team yet. I think he still needs more time. But he just needs to keep going. And one day he's going to take the starting position. If he's willing to do that, so because you also have to
get an opportunity to get it maybe somewhere else. I hope it's not because I think exactly. I like that he plays for Miami, but you know, he gets his opportunity. I'd say, there's four players I can think of who need to and are thinking every moment of every day, like, I need to be the best and I need to maximize my chance. That would be Ian Frey, Yannick Bright, Kramaski, and Fafa. Those four players are the ones that right now, like, are sometimes in favor, sometimes not, and have direct competition for their spot that right now someone else is being favored. I don't necessarily think that's true with Frey, because I think if Frey is perfectly healthy, like, he would get the nod. But the point is, he's not. He's not perfectly healthy, and he's shown that over and over again. But when he is on, he is. And so if he gets the chance, he has to take it. Yannick Bright, if it was literally anyone else in the world besides Busquets and DePaul, you'd make a hard argument that he wouldn't start every single game. So he needs to just always be on his toes and ready to play and be put where he needs to be, because the talent is obviously there. Kremaski, we obviously just talked about. And then finally, Fafa, also, I'm sure it feels very similar to Kremaski in frustration, thinking he'd be getting a lot more minutes than he's gotten so far this season. That could be a coaching, you know, that could be an issue of practice. It could be of not gelling. It could be of, you know, I think Allende has a little bit too long of a leash, in my opinion. But Fafa also has shown that he can score and he can be explosive. So him also figuring out how to get himself as a rotational piece, and it'll be exciting to watch. But yeah, sure. I don't know. Any last thoughts on this? I just thought we wanted to do a quick little episode to talk about it, because obviously it's been in big news and we are an Inter Miami podcast. Messi first and foremost, but Inter Miami is our team and it is what we talk about. So yeah.
No, absolutely. The only thing I'll say is if anybody in the comments or anybody watching here, if they have an opinion on the Benca situation, does he think that he deserves more minutes? Is Mascherano right? What do you think of Benca, or what do you think the future of Benca is at this club? Then feel free to leave it in the comments below, or tag us on Twitter at Messi and Co. And we'll be more than happy to take a look at those opinions and responses as well.
100%. Awesome job. Yeah. So thank you, Matt, for translating and being able to help steer that convo. But I'm glad we talked about it.
Of course.
Make sure you're following us on Twitter, like you just said, at Messi and Co. Subscribe on YouTube. Turn on that notification bell, 5 Reasons Football, so you get to see these great videos and talk about everything that's happening every moment of Inter Miami and of Messi. So for this quick edition of Messi and Co., I'm Ashley, that is Matt, and we will see you next time.
See you guys.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.